time brings about a portion of the time, as Man Marerata Kriyat, the time brings about the readings that we have, Kibbutz on Pesach, so read about Yitzias Mitzrayim, on Shavuos, read about Kabbalah Satorah. But the same is true Lehefech, HaKriyat Marerata Zman, that the Torah reading that we're reading at a particular time is also interlinked with what's going on in the Zman itself. And it's bringing about the Zman itself. And we're starting, you know, a part of the Torah that for a lot of people is sometimes very hard to get into. We're this week, for basically 5 weeks, with an interlude in the middle that doesn't go so well for us, for 5 weeks, we're building the Mishkan. It's a lot of very technical details. Unless you're a carpenter or an architect, you know, it's kind of hard to figure out what's going on and kind of hard to get into. We're just building the Mishkan for 5 parshiyos. And it's very hard to figure out, you know, like, Kilo, we're coming into this time that's, like, so packed. We're coming into Purim, we're coming into Adar, Mishnichnas Adar Arim B'Simcha. We're coming into Purim, we're coming into Gula, we're coming into Matan Shlav Yonam, Mishloch Manot, and Mikra Megillah, and Sudas Purim, and Mishnichnas Daniel Tzisod, and all these things. And what are we doing in the Parshios of the Mishkan? And we're building a Mishkan. We're building the holiest place on earth. The Mishkan is the prototype of what's going to be the base of Mikdash. When we're building the Mishkan, we're building the holiest thing that there is. We're building the holiest place on earth. A place where you have different levels of where different people can enter into. A place where you have an Azara. And then to make sure we understand that we're going in deeper, we have a Kodesh. And to make sure that we understand really where we're getting to, then you have the Kodesh HaKadashim. We're even Kofel Lashon. We're going to the Kodesh HaKadashim. The holiest place that there is the Kodesh HaKadashim. The Kodesh HaKadashim at the center of which is the Aron. The Kodesh HaKadashim at the center of which is the Kruvim which are looking each other in the face, the Kruvim which are the manifestation of the relationship between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And what the Mishkan is, the Mishkan just isn't just a place, like somebody else said already, the well-known concept that it says, Vasili Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Tocham, that B'Tocham means B'Toch Kol Achad V'Achad. Meaning, Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, make for me a Mikdash, make for me a Mishkan. But that Mikdash, that Mishkan, it's not just something which exists in space and time. It's not just something that existed in the desert. It's not just something that existed in Yerushalayim. That inside of every single one of us is a Mikdash. Inside of every single one of us, there's a Mishkan. We have inside of us an Azara. We have inside of us a Kodesh. We have inside of us a Kodesh HaKadashim. And what the Mishkan is, what the Mishkan is trying to do, is the Mishkan is we're building a bias. And by building a bias, we're trying to build a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be Shochein. That's what Mishkan means. Mishkan Milashon Shochein means to rest, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shekhinah can come, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can come and Kiviyachol live in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can come and have a place to sit in the world, and to be with us, and a place to connect with us in the world, where the center of it is the connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kruvim, one being HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one being Klal Yisrael. That's what the Mishkan is. The Mishkan is a place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rest. And by making each one of us, by charging each one of us to becoming a Mishkan, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking us to do, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is begging us to do, he's telling us, you have the capacity that if when each one of us recognize the Mishkan that's inside, if in each one of us you recognize the Kodesh HaKadosh that's inside, each one of us can become a Merkava, each one of us can become a Mishkan, can become a place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rest. And this is what all of Adar is about. This is what all of Adar is about. What's Adar? We've all said this on Sunday, but I've heard it from a lot, many times. I said on Sunday, that Adar is the Alufo Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Aleph, the Alufo Shel Olam, is coming to be Dar, he's coming to live. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking in Adar, the Alufo Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's coming to look for a place to live. He's coming to look for a place to live inside of every single one of us. He's looking to come for a place to live inside of our lives. He's coming to Megaleh the Hester, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been living in our lives the whole time. That each one of us inside is already an Achilek Alokam Yima'al. That the whole world is being managed with by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Megillat Esther, the Venafilchel Megillat Esther, the one of the beautiful ways of it, as long as we're quoting everybody, so Rav Amos says about one of the layers of Venafilchel, one of the layers of Venafilchel, is that even in a level of what a story is, that the whole essence of a story is mitapech. In a story, you build and you build and you build and there's tension, you don't know and you don't know, and then suddenly there's a turning point and a climax. We don't have that in Megillat Esther. In Megillat Esther, Esther becomes the queen before there's even a problem. I mean, in Megillat Esther, the whole nature of the way a story is written is upside down. Esther goes and becomes the queen. The seeds of redemption are already sown, clearly and overtly, even before the whole conversation with Haman comes up. Haman doesn't even appear before Esther already becomes queen. And then already she's waiting just for that moment. And Mordechai certainly knows that she's waiting just for that moment to go into the Melech and to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to say to the Melech, to say to HaShvirosh, to say, please, I need to save the Jews. But the whole thing is turned around because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is already here. The Giloy, the Megillat Esther, the Giloy of Purim, the Giloy of Adar, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here with us every single moment. That the Hanhagas Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guiding us every single moment of our lives, even when we don't see it. You can imagine, for the Jews in that time, they didn't see it. For the Jews in that time, what did they see? They saw that a beautiful, wonderful, sweet Jewish girl is being taken and living, Rachman al-Tzlan is living with the non-Jewish king. They're seeing that there's a decree out of nowhere. It's an unbelievable thing. Again, this, the whole story, even the Jews in the time, the way the story is written, doesn't make sense. Kilo, the Haman goes, and he says, I'm going to kill all the Jews. And he puts out a lottery. And it comes out 11 months later. And then he sends out a decree. The decree that the Jews received, can you imagine, like, living in a world where the decree, suddenly you hear on the news the next day, not like, we're going to go and kill the Jews. We want everybody to know and prepare that in 11 months' time, I can't explain why, it had to do with some sort of lottery, whatever, in 11 months' time, get prepared, on that day we're going to go and kill the Jews. And the words in the Megillah are, Vayir Shushan Navocha. They were confused, they were bewildered, it wasn't even like they were upset or angry or worried or they didn't know what was going on. They didn't know what was going on. All they see is this crazy stuff happening and all these negative things happening. And as we read the Megillah with our eyes, because we already know the ending, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was already there the whole time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always already sowing the seeds for redemption the whole time. Haman's putting up a tree to hang Mordechai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's laughing and he knows him. Haman's setting up the own tree to hang himself. Everything's already being taken care of the whole time because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Alefosh Alamdar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is already living with us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being manning the world in every single way. And that's on the external way. That's just in Hanhagas HaOlam. But on another level, what it's saying is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in every single one of us. In every single one of us. Because he's saying before, right, that we should destroy the klipa of Haman, we should destroy the klipa of Amalek. Right, that the first time we bring up, the first time we see that Amalek manifest, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in one of the most painful psukim in all of Chumash, at the end of Parshas Peshalach, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imayim. On a pshat level, it means is HaKadosh Baruch Hu here, is he not here? But on a deeper level, it means we're asking a very, very fundamental question. The question, a question that's the question of a Jew. The question that makes or breaks a Jew in life. Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imayim is the question, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu really inside of me? Is he really bekerev? Is he really in me? That's the question that we're asking at that time. Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imayim. Then vayavo Amalek. Then immediately the next pasuk is that Amalek comes. Amalek, the manifestation of suffik. That's the biggest suffik that a Jew can have. That a Jew could ever feel that a Kadosh Baruch Hu isn't living inside of him. That's the biggest suffik a person can have. So we're learning with somebody in Nisiv Lashon today, in his first memoir on Purim, that by a Jew, that a Jew just needs to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with him. That no matter how far a Jew may fall, no matter how far away he may go, no matter how broken he may be, that all a Jew needs to keep is the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me. That no matter what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me and he's never going to leave me. That when we're born as a people, we're born on Pesach, we're born in the Mem Tet Shari Tumah, we're the farthest away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu possible. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to tell us. He wants to say to us, I'm not choosing you because of this, this, and this. I don't love you because of this, this, and this. Why are you my people? Because you're my people and I love you, period. And that's why I'm going to take you out when you're at Mem Tet Shari Tumah. When you're at the lowest place that you can be. So you never ever think that I chose you because of something. That you never think that you can do something that would cause the bond to be broken. You're a banim. Genetically, you can never, even if a father gets angry at a child, the bond between a child and a father can never be broken. It's genetic, it's inherent, it can never be broken. He quotes there from, I forget who he quotes from. I forget who he quotes from. He quotes there that from one of the rabbis that he says that for a Jew to think that he's ever menutak, that he's ever cut off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for a Jew to think that, he quotes from the Alshach, I think, that if a Jew ever says that he's menutak, he's cut off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, stamanat. I have to go check it. Don't stand like that. Check it inside. But he says that's actual apikorsis. That's also apikorsis. Because the essence of Judaism and the essence of a Jew is that I can never be disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What we're showing in Adar is we're building the Mishkan and we're building a place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be shochin within us. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu may never be disconnected from us, but we're trying to do in what we're showing in Purim, what we're bringing out in Purim, is not just that I'm not disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes I make mistakes, sometimes I'm the lowest of the low. What we're showing is HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't just connected to me no matter what. Alufo shel olam dar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is living in me all the time. HaShochein itam mitoch tzumotam, says the pasuk in Sefer Vayikra. HaShochein itam mitoch tzumotam. Doesn't matter where I'm at. My inside, my emes, the emes of who I am, is a chelek elokim ma'am. The emes of what I am is that I'm a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the reality that I need to live with. That's the Mishkan that I'm building. That's the Mishkan that I'm getting in touch with in these parshiyos. That's the Kodesh HaKadoshim that I'm getting back to. I'm building and I'm building and building to get back to my Kodesh HaKadoshim. To see that everything is holy. See that everything is holy. Chayav li'mishle b'suvi b'paraya d'l'yada ben Araham and l'baruch Mordechai. What's that all about? Because memela, meaning kilu, sometimes the klipas of a Jew can get in the way. Sometimes the klipas of a Jew can get in the way and a person needs to know themselves. But the emes of what a Jew needs to be able to do, what they're doing on Purim is, mishnichnas yan yotze sod, is we're saying that there's not a suffix that by every single Jew, if by every single Jew there's a Mishkan, and by every single Jew there's a Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim is the deepest place in every single Jew. Mishnichnas yayin, if you're really drinking, and you're being really real with yourself, then Mela, if you've been working over the course of Adar, if you've been living a little bit about what the Mishkan is about and getting into your own Mishkan, you're opening up on that day the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yom HaKippurim, famous to the Arizal, Yom HaKippurim is Yom Kippurim. And one of the reasons why Yom HaKippurim, we often think about it as the holiest day of the year, because the Kohen Gadol, the holiest person, on the holiest day of the year, in the holiest place, goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's the one day a year we go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and only the Kohen, it only goes in there. V'nafocho on Purim. V'nafocho on Purim. On Purim, the opposite is true. On Purim, there's no such thing as that. On the Purim, every single Jew is chayav to go into his Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's why Yom HaKippurim is only Kippurim. On Yom HaKippurim, only the Kohen Gadol can go in. And only on that day, and only in that way. On Yom Purim, every single Jew is meant to be Nichnas. Every single Jew is meant to go inside. Nichnas Yayin, Yotze Sod. The secret is supposed to come out. What's the secret? The secret is what we should have known all along. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bikirbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bikirbeinu. There's nothing else to talk about. There's nothing else to say. And when I drink and I suddenly start to talk, what's supposed to come out of me is the wellspring of MS that's inside of me, the wellspring of Kudsha Baruch Hu that's inside of me, the Yitzchayim that's inside of me is supposed to be coming out on Purim. When I'm drinking that wine, that's what's supposed to be coming out. Because I've been working to build and build and build and get in touch with that Mishkan, that my Kodesh HaKadoshim is just waiting for the doors to be burst open, waiting for the parocha to just be opened up, and to see inside that all there is Mi'an HaKadosh Baruch Hu Urav Zebazeh, that I'm just connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all I want to talk about is I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inside me, see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inside the world. That's what we're trying to get to on Purim. That's what we're trying to get to when we drink, if we drink. That's what we're trying to get to on Purim, is we're trying to get to that place of where it's just Kulo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kulo HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside me. Kulo HaKadosh Baruch Hu outside me. Ein od milvado. Ein od milvado. It's nothing else. It's nothing else. That's the emes of what we're trying to see on Purim. That's why Haman, who's a manifestation of Amalek, who's a manifestation of Safik. What is Safik? Safik isn't. Safik doesn't exist. Rekhi Vatat says very beautifully that the first time we see when it says Hamina Torah Mi 9, it's Hamina 8. Hamina 8. He says, what does the word Hamin mean? God says, did you eat from the tree? Hamina eats. What does Hamin mean? What's the actual meaning of the word? It doesn't have a meaning. It's not a word. It's the It's the question mark. It's that look of... But it's not a thing. It doesn't really exist. There's no actual manifestation of Haman. It's not actually real. That's why when Bilam is Manabe about the future of the Acharit Yamim, he says by Amalek, Acharito Ade Oved, all of the other nations, something will be come of them Latid Lavo. The Nitzots of Kedusha, you were talking about, that's in every single thing in this world, will be Megalen in Latid Lavo. There's no Nitzots of Kedusha by Amalek because Amalek isn't. It's a figment of our imagination. Going back to, keep jumping back and forth to Yom Kippur, to the Yomim Noraim, right? We once heard Rav Katz talk about very beautifully before Ne'ilah, that he says that what we say in the davening in the Yomim Noraim is Kol Arisha Kula Ka'ashan Tichle. Kol Arisha, all evil, Kula, all of it, Ka'ashan Tichle. It'll disappear like smoke. What does that mean? It's saying, Rav Katz said, Ka'ashan Tichle will be revealed in the end of days when it disperses. It was just smoke and mirrors. It wasn't real. it wasn't real. The Suffolk wasn't real. Haman wasn't real. Amalek wasn't real. The doubts that we had weren't real. They were only a figment of our imagination. Because what does Adar tell us? What does Purim tell us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is living with us. We're Kulo Kedusha. The world is Kulo Kedusha. Ain't all Milvado. There's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's one day a year. The last thing we'll say, I'm sorry for going on so long. The last thing that we'll say, that's the one day a year. So the whole month of Adar, right? We're just coming into Adar. What's the siman of the month of Adar? Siman of the month of Adar. It's a dog. Dog with gematria. Shabbos. Dog, it's cool of Shabbos also. But the dog, one of the miles of the dog, is what is the dog able to do? All of its life, the dog is living in the water. All of its life, the dog is living in its reality. Right, Mark? The whole life, we're living in the Meitzarim. All of its life, the dog is living in a reality that it only sees a certain type of way, where it's feeling all of that pressure, where it's feeling all of that reality. But what's the uniqueness of the dog? The dog is the only animal where it's living in a certain way, but there are certain times where it can jump up out of its reality and see a reality that's above its reality. It can see the truth. The reason why the dog is coming, is one of the reasons why the dog is connected to Adar, is that what we're meant to do one day a year on Purim is to be able to get to a place by drinking, not by drinking. Nisibo Shalom also says, Chai Vinish Lebasuri Pariah, you can get drunk. You don't have to get drunk on Purim. You can get drunk on Purim. However you want to do it. However you want to do it, it's fine. However you want to do it, but Chai Vinish Lebasumi. However you want to do it, do it. I don't care. But Chai Vinish Lebasumi Lepipo Pariah, when you get drunk on Purim, you get to that place where you're living in a different das. Is to be in a das, to be in a different place where you're jumping out of your normal reality and you're going and you're seeing everything's cool, Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if you have that, you have everything. B'zrat Hashem, we should be zocha that over the next 5 weeks, not to overlook these parshiot. It's all the Sfarim talk about how the parshiot that seem on the surface to be the least interesting, the least action-packed, the least story-oriented, that's where the deepest secrets are hidden. We're not even getting to Vayikra, we're going to get to Korbanos. We have to dig there a little bit more, but that's all the secrets are hidden in Vayikra. But by getting into the Mishkan, at least by the Mishkan, that we should get into the Mishkan a little bit. To get into the Mishkan a little bit, literally and figuratively, to start getting into the Mishkan. To start building and thinking about, why is there an Aron? Why are there Kruvim? Why is there a Heichal? Why is there a Kodesh? Why is there a Kodesh HaKadoshim? Why is there a Mizbeach HaZav? Why is there a Menorah? Why is there a Mizbeach HaChitzon? What's going on in the Mikdash? What's going on in the Mishkan? To really start to get into it and to recognize, and you can see the Malbim and very beautifully underneath, he has a parish underneath his parish for the stuff that he couldn't fit into his parish. And he has the second parish, he talks about how first he gives this whole Kabbalistic introduction, and he talks about how the whole Mishkan is connected, the universe connected every part, a different part of the human body. That we're all a Mishkan, very literally, we're all a Mishkan, and we're built in the image of the Mishkan. To start getting into ourselves, to find our Kodesh HaKadashim, to find our connection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to find our prove him, and to start to gaze deeply into the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yachol, so to speak. Gaze deeply into the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to see within the Hester, the Ha'aras Panim, and Bezrat Hashem for that, be able to bring the Gula of Merav Yamin.
Amen.
Amen.